Gulfstone should be getting about the best picture of the Earth we can give them right now, Charlie.
Roger, Mike. Thank you much. We got a little distortion in the horizontal direction, some banding on our monitor. I wonder if they're getting the same thing.
Stand by, Buzz. I'll let you know.
I guess it'd be more described as a waviness.
Goldstone MNO, Houston Capcom.
Goldstone MNO?
Okay, the crew is complaining of some horizontal banding on their monitor. Do y'all see that on the picture?
Stand by.
They wouldn't see it right now. We don't have anything in focus, Charlie.
Roger, he's checking on it. I'll see if they had it earlier. Stand by.
I guess when we're showing the Disky or when we're showing the Earth might be the two better times.
Okay.
Houston Capcom, Goldstone.
Go ahead.
Okay, our TV people confirm they see this horizontal band.
Okay.
11 Houston, the Goldstone TV people also see the banding when same time y'all do, over.
Okay, would they call it a horizontal waviness instead of banding, maybe?
No, I'm not talking to them directly. Stand by, Buzz. Let me see how they describe it.
Goldstone MNO, Houston Capcom, could you put the TV guy on the loop, please?
Capcom Goldstone, Roger.
Capcom, Goldstone MNO, Net 1.
Go.
The TV people do not have access to Net 1 in that area. Suggest we use Net 2 for that purpose.
Okay, going to Net 2.
Hello, Apollo 11, Houston. The Goldstone TV guys say that they have some horizontal banding across the upper part of the picture and across the lower part. They would consider the lines just straight, no waviness to them at all, over.
Roger, understand. They do seem to distort vertical lines, though.
Say again about the vertical lines, Buzz.
Roger, when there's a vertical line, these horizontal bands tend to put small waves in it.
Roger, I copy. He didn't mention that. Stand by, I'll check again. Apollo 11, Houston, the Goldstone TV said that when you get a sharp vertical line on a picture where the horizontal banding goes across, it does appear to bend it slightly. It's the same as Apollo 10, they said. It looks okay to them. Over.
Okay, I understand. It's not our monitor. It must be the transmitter of the system.
All right, yeah, I guess so, but we'll have them look into it and see if they can suggest anything.
This is Apollo Control at 31 hours, 5 minutes. Here in Mission Control, we're changing shifts at this time. Flight Director Gene Kranz is replacing Flight Director Clifford Charlesworth, and our capsule communicator on this shift will be Charlie Duke.
Command interface with Goldstone, we'd like you to switch to Omni Delta, over.
Roger, going to Delta.
Roger.
At this time is 121,158 nautical miles from Earth, traveling at a speed of 4,613 feet per second. We anticipate that the change of shift briefing will begin at about 4 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
Apollo 11 Houston, we'd like you to terminate the O2 purge if you have not done so already. And the TV camera people say that the lines are inherent in the camera buzz, and it's something that we expected. Over.
Roger, understand about the camera. Say again about the O2 purge.
Roger, we can terminate the O2 purge at this time. Over.
Oh, okay. Fine, we'll do.